Chapter 10. Silver had been tied up, gagged and blindfolded in the course of both his jobs. He lay breathing shallowly through his nose, denying his brain the rush of oxygen it needed for a flare of panic, allotting himself just what it took to stay alive, alert, thinking. To start testing the exits, systematically, one by one. Carefully, let your captor think you're still out. He could be halfway across the city by now, or sitting right by your shoulder. Silver thought the latter, could feel a dip in the thin mattress beneath him. And that was a piece of information for him too, a possible key. No mattress in any of the rooms he'd seen so far, so this was somewhere different. The quality of light making its way through the edge of the blindfold artificial. So a bedroom with the curtains closed, or... No. The houses on this street had basements. Silver's heart lurched painfully, and he forced his breath to a slower rhythm still. Light through the edge of the blindfold, another key. Lenny too agitated to tie the thing properly. Maybe too pissed off to have done a good job with the ropes. Gently, on the side of his body opposite the dip in the mattress, Silver eased his wrist against the knot. It tightened. Okay, good. Another piece of info. His captor was competent and serious as fuck. Relaxing his arm, he ran through everything he'd learned so far. He was naked, on his belly, arms tied above his head. A thin mattress on a small metal frame bed. From what he could feel beneath him, the kind of camp bed nutcases kept in their basements for God only knew what heinous bloody purpose. He'd been dragged down the stairs, to judge from the aching throb up and down his spine. Kicked in the head, but he knew about that. Nauseated, so probably concussed, but not enough to put him out of action. And Lenny hadn't tied his feet. Maybe not as competent, as serious as all that. Silver waited, counting out his breaths. The agency wouldn't raise the alarm till he failed to check in that evening. All kinds of shit could go down between now and then. Anything could happen at all. The weight beside him shifted. Silver heard, he'd composed himself and hushed his breathing low enough to hear, the distinct sound of a heavy man standing up from the edge of the bed. He tensed, got a little weight down onto his elbows, ignoring the pain as the taut line hitch closed harder around his wrists. Willed all the power in his body down to his thighs. Waited till Lenny took two steps, soles scraping on concrete floor, and lashed out as hard as he could with one leg. He caught him in the hip. A crash rewarded him as Lenny hit the floor. And then a roar of rage. You fucker! Brief sounds of scrambling, and then the game was done. 200 pounds of enraged soldier landed hard on his back, knocking his last hoarded breath out of his lungs. You fucker, Lenny repeated in a rasp against his ear. I'll break your back like a twig if you move again. I'll have what I've paid for now. I'm having it. The gag was foul and tight in Silver's mouth. It felt like a piece of the same rope that bound him, and he retched dryly before seizing fierce last-minute self-control. If he puked, he would choke, and that was way up there on his list of good ways not to die. Lenny forced his legs apart, and he couldn't bite back a cry of raw misery. Somehow, in all his encounters, in this life and the other, he'd managed to avoid getting raped. How many women in his trade could say the same? He'd seen them, the ones who'd got caught, overwhelmed. He'd broken into a flat to rescue the best, most accomplished and smartest of his colleagues. Found her uninjured, but intolerably broken, snapped from the inside. He didn't want this. He shook his head, yelled no as best as he could through the gag, just in case Lenny had any doubts. But Lenny burst into cawing laughter. What was that, fucker? His hands closed tight round Silver's throat. Whores don't get to say no. You can't rape a whore. Silver buried his face against the mattress. His last privacy lay in the dark. He sought out his own scent, rank with fear but familiar, to drown out the bed's squalid stink. Loneliness seized him, worse than pain. Worse than Lenny Price on top of him, unzipping with a bestial grunt. Oh God. Of all the ways not to die, this was right at the top. Not alone. Not like this. Not alone.